And we'll pay for it. Use our money. And speaking of money, it's not just higher prices, but it turns out our own behaviour can also impact our money. And we're about to chat with Philip Morgan-Reece from Milford Asset Management about this. This segment is educational only and should not be considered financial advice. Morning, Philip. So what, in your experience, are the behaviours to avoid?
Morning. Thanks for having me. My top pick would be panic. You know, when we panic, we tend not to make the best decisions, and knee-jerk decisions can cost you money. So an example of that is, you know, we saw in March, markets dropped 10%. Oh my God, my money's gone 10%. I'll sell up. All you're doing there is crystallizing a loss. It was on paper, and what's happened is actually it's gone from being on paper to being a real loss. So that's the biggest thing we see, which is really disheartening, disappointing. And if only people could understand how markets work.
Stay the course. You know,
and stay the course.
But why do people panic in that, knowing that it's not a short-term thing that they're investing in?
Is it, they forget that. They forget
that. Yeah.
They just see money.
Money's
eh?
Emotional.
Well, yeah, they see money.
Money is very, very emotional. And markets, they're alive all the time, right? Markets are forward-looking. So the way markets behave is they work on the expectation of what will happen to what you're holding at the moment. So they're constantly scanning the horizon to figure out what's going to happen, how will it affect us. And then they're looking at real-time data too. So they're operating in real time and it's all really, really fast. And sometimes they can overreact. So they react quickly and they can overreact at times too. So if you go back over the last 20 years, this is a good example of how they can overreact and how then they bounce back. So over the last 20 years, 7 out of the 10 biggest single day rises in markets have happened within 15 days of the top 10 falls.
Oh, a drop.
So you can't always react to what's going on in markets. You've got to understand what's going on by all means. And the biggest lesson I learned was, you know, life is about trade-offs, right? But investing is completely about trade-offs. And volatility, that's the price we pay for those higher long-term returns. Mm. It's staying invested through that is what gets you those returns. So there was some research published end of last year. If you'd invested $10,000 in the S&P 500 for 20 years and missed those top 10 days because you'd gone out of the market, for example, you'd have generated $32,000 over that period. If you'd been in for those 10 days, you'd have got $71,000.
Wow. Oh, wow.
That's the scale of staying invested.
I saw my Milford account come down, and then, my God, it's come back. You guys have done a great job. I have no idea how you've ridden the storm.
And Sam, this is literally your KiwiSaver that you can't touch till you're 65.
Exactly. Oh, but I'm invested, mate.
You know, and the solution is really have a clear plan, have a quality investment portfolio, and learn about how markets work.
So, yes, if you want to get some help or some guidance and chat with a guru like Philip, just go to milfordasset.com. Coming up, we know that grandparents are superheroes, right? But grandparents can do something to brains. We'll tell you what before 8 and give you a chance to win hundreds of dollars too, so keep listening.
Coast Breakfast with Tony, Jason, Sam. Thanks to Bargain Chemist. 100% Kiwi owned and operated.
Running a business means juggling invoices, payroll, cash flow, payments, more admin than you ever signed up for when you started this thing.
But what if most of that just happened automatically, in the background, while you got on with the part of the business you actually enjoy?
That's Xero. Real-time cash flow visibility, automated invoicing, and powerful insights right at your fingertips.
Your business supercharged. So try Xero free for 30 days at Xero.com. Xero.com. Terms apply, and you get real-time cash flow visibility.
After 50 years of age, your risk of shingles sharp.